KMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mir's Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. And today, now we have a special treat because we had introduced a couple months back Dean Noblett from Heartlight, and he's gone off to Australia to be with his family, and so we've got his wife here, which is Rebecca Couch. Now, I know both Dean and Rebecca, and so I'm very excited to have Rebecca. So if you want more information about Dean or Rebecca, you can go to their website, heartlight.ca, and we're going to talk about, since shift has been happening for quite a while, you know, things to remember when shift happens. I really like that. A nice play on words, Rebecca.
Thank you.
So welcome to Intuitive Soul. So this should be an interesting show. We're going to talk all about, I know a lot of people have been going through, you know, some very interesting things. I know I certainly have, and I know a lot of my clients and a lot of people that call. We're just, it's a very interesting time. We've kind of got a little bit of a reprieve right now with astrologically, and, you know, things are kind of a little bit positive right now. And so everybody's being encouraged to take advantage of this kind of nice, positive energy and start making things happen before we kind of come into solstice, when things kind of get a little bit more challenging again, and things are definitely going to shift this solstice because everybody's been talking about it. And so Rebecca is more of a coach, just like her husband Dean. So if you have questions, we're more than welcome to discuss them. It may not be an intuitive part, although I could probably add in my intuitive part to it. But you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Okay, so Rebecca, like the shift has been hitting the fan for sure.
It has, and just when we think we're calm for a moment, things shift again. So they continue to intensify and intensify. So we're never given too much of an opportunity to rest on our laurels, because our challenge or our opportunity is to learn how to deal with the winds as they come and stay strong when the winds come. And so the winds keep coming and coming and coming.
They sure do.
So the message today was written particularly as I thought, you know, as these winds intensify, or when the storms or the winds change, when the hail comes, when we receive these challenges, when we're hit with challenges in our lives, what are the first things we need to think about? And so my intention in writing the message, or the conversation that we're going to continue today, was keep it simple. What are the first things to remember when the winds of change come?
Keeping it simple, that's probably the first one as it is. Stop making it so difficult. Just keep it simple.
Yeah. Well, I find, you know, you just get tangled in the complex. And I find the complex often just makes me feel more overwhelmed. And what we, you know, we need to feel when the high winds come is, okay, calm, simple. Help me remember. Go within. You know, it's the small little jewels that help us stay calm.
Right. So your first one, I like that, because I think, well, you go ahead and then we'll talk about it.
The first thing to remember when the shift hits the fan is to process your emotions honestly. Feeling makes you human. Allow your emotions to express themselves within you truthfully. Just be with them as they arise, because you have the right to feel however you do. Stay with them until you can name them, but don't get stuck in them. And don't hurt yourself or anyone else with them. You are not your emotions. You are oh so much more. Breathe and know that all is well.
You know, I think the big thing about our emotions is we've learned that, you know, when it's something we don't like, we sort of stuff them down. And so we tend to not be authentic. We tend to get caught up in, you know, the things that we want versus the things that we don't want. And when we don't want something, we try to push it away.
Our first action is usually resistance.
Yeah.
You know, we hunker down. We meet the energy with what we think is the same defense as it coming to us. And, you know, that's sort of a natural thing we've learned to do, but it's actually the opposite of what we need to do in a situation. The energy that we want to meet it with is inner strength and calm and groundedness. But to process our emotions, honestly, is a bit of a challenge. You know, we're not Vulcans. We're humans. And those emotions come, and they usually come, you know, in various colors, shapes, forms, whether it's, you know, a volcanic rage or, you know, the depths of sadness, or, you know, they come in all various shapes and textures and experiences inside of our body. And usually we just react to whatever color they are in the same way.
Right.
Which is resistance, which is craziness, which is, you know, running down the street screaming, you know, ah, rather than say, okay, what is this? How does it feel? What's going on inside my body? What really is this? Is this one emotion that's triggering something below, which is triggering something other than that? And if we actually just go into our emotions honestly and get to know them, that gives us really, it becomes almost a treasure box of if we're willing to go there, of ways in which we can experience the magnificence of life, really. It's because emotions give us the flavor. It's emotions that help us navigate being human.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have such a rich array of emotions, and yet we seem to limit them all to good or bad.
Yes.
Instead of just, you know, being with them and, you know, all of them, because I mean, they're all authentic. And if we're to be more and more authentic in our lives and with, you know, communication with people, and we have to be this authentic being. And that's, you know, the beauty of this world that we're in, is that we do have such a rich array of emotions.
Mm-hmm. And to see it as that, as the treasure trove that it is, and that it enriches our lives to understand what they're like and how they are and how this one's different than that one and how they complement, or it's really a rich world of our human experience. And you're right. We tend to think that they're either good or bad, and that's just emotions 101. We actually want our PhD in understanding our emotions and how they help flavor and color and enrich our lives. So it's mostly the willingness to go there. It's mostly the intention that it's okay to experience that rich world.
Right. Right. Yeah. And not, you know, and enjoy it. Like, not, you know, it's, yes, in grief or rage, we can often get caught up and get stuck. I mean, that's the point too, is don't get stuck in your emotions. Feel them, be with them, express them, but don't get stuck in them. And that's why we tend to stuff them down, because we, you know, we don't want to feel the bad things, and we don't want to get stuck.
And yet they're the beautiful things that help open our heart. You know, they say a broken heart is an open heart. Mm. And so we allow, in the processing and the feeling of our emotions, it helps color the richness of our heart and open our heart and help us understand the deep compassion for our brothers and sisters on the planet too, because when we really go in there, we realize, you know, it's this rich life experience that connects us to everybody else, because everybody else has experienced this same range and depth and richness of emotions. But what we tend to do is we're in our own personal drama. We're emoting our own personal drama, and we spew it out over everybody else, which actually is also the opposite of what the opportunity that we have to be in the richness of them, to come to know them in our own intimacy, and then to deal with them in a mature way.
Right. And then we also have this illusion that everybody else is doing okay, and yes, that nobody else is going through any of these emotions, and that it's always about us. We make it personal, and we lose the opportunity to create that connection with others who are going through similar things that may support us. We may be able to support them, but we miss it because we think everybody else is in this illusion of happiness.
Mm-hmm. It's only my pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and as the world is mourning the crossing, of the great Nelson Mandela today and in the days to come, well, forever, we will feel his loss, but the opportunity in it is to take the greatness of that man and have it become us. And what everybody's saying about Nelson Mandela today is that, he had so much reason to be bitter and vengeful and angry, etc., to take all those emotions, but he chose to use those as the fuel of his humanity, of his forgiveness, of his willingness to come together for unity. So he took, the men who were in prison with him said, he was bitter and angry, but he chose and he knew not to spill that out on the world, that wasn't going to do anything. Yeah. So, he took the power of that experience and transmuted it into something that made more, that contributed more. And that's the consciousness that we wanted to use our emotions, to go into them, to really understand them, to feel them honestly, and then to choose to use them in real ways that benefit the whole.
Yeah. I think that's a brilliant, analogy of real true love and forgiveness, which, many of us kind of get stuck on as well.
Mm-hmm. And now we all have an opportunity to exercise that. He set, a beautiful example for us, as many of the great masters that have walked the planet before us. And so we have their example to follow now in our lives. And that's why he got to graduate and we're still here. Because we still have more practice required.
Yes. All right. We'll be going to break in a couple minutes. Do you want to go to the next point?
Sure. The next point is to remain calm and carry on. Just like any emergency situation, you can think and respond better when you're calm. Remember that there's great power and balance in neutrality. Don't take anything personally. Be neutral. Be the neutral, objective watcher as much as possible. Have courage and keep on keeping on. There are great insights ahead. Always put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Breathe and know that all is well.
It's funny, and we'll talk more about this when we come back from break, but, we do tend to take everything personally. I mean, that is our biggest flaw, is that we think everything is personal.
Mm-hmm. And we're really being asked to step up. Now, that's sort of a basic thing that we do, but again, we're stepping up now from kindergarten to middle school to working on our master's degree, our true master's degree, and be bigger than that.
Right. We're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Rebecca Couch. You can find more about Rebecca if you go to their website, heartlight.ca. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Think your vehicle can't overheat this winter? Think again. Hi, this is Pam Oakes, ASC Certified Auto Tech and Shop Owner, here to tell you that it is possible for your vehicle's engine to overheat this winter. Inside that engine casing are mechanical moving parts that produce a lot of friction. But we're in luck. The antifreeze takes that heat and carries it off to the radiator for it to cool down. You know that engine temp gauge or light on your instrument panel? That meter only measures hot antifreeze. So if the fluid is low and only hot pockets of air pass by the sensor, the instrument panel is going to show everything's okie-dokie. That's why it's so important to have your ASE-certified tech check the engine coolant level often during severe winter months. This has been your Car Care for the Clueless Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASE-certified technician like myself, Pam Oakes. It's all about making you a savvy car consumer.
Sweet Jane St. Clair was dazzled by her smile while I shopped there. It wasn't long before I lived with her. I sang her songs while she dyed my hair. Jane,
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Rebecca Couch. Rebecca is the wife of Dean Noblett, who usually is on the second Wednesday, but because of the holidays, we had to shift things around, plus the fact that Dean wasn't able to join us on the second Wednesday. So we invited Rebecca, and we've been talking about things to remember when the shift hits the fan. I think it's a great topic. I think it's very timely because, one, we're going to be going through, you know, some more shifts as we come into the solstice. And also, you know, as holidays come in, the shift hits the fan a lot during the holiday season. If people have any questions, it's not so much an intuitive show today, but we can definitely coach you through. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We were talking about remaining calm and carrying on and how, you know, one, we need to, you know, stop taking everything so personally. We sort of get caught up in that it's all about us, and we project that other people are having this great life. Or the other part of that is, often we have confused detachment and what detachment and being neutral really means. And we think that that has something to do with, completely detaching from our emotions or stuffing them down, or playing, pretending that we have this Pollyanna life and that somehow that will bring everything to us that we want, when we're avoiding and not being authentic. So I thought this would be a good time to sort of talk about that.
Yeah, that's great. A great topic. Well, it's also easy for us to think, oh, I don't care, and actually when we say those words, I don't care, that's when it's a perfect sign that there is something deeper to look at. That's not being neutral. That's not being objective.
Right.
Right. There's great power in being that objective watcher, because the person who's in the spin is the little person, is the small self, and the aspect of self that's watching what's going on is our higher self or our greater self, and that's where we want to stay as often as possible. It's really easy when the winds of change come, when something is threatening us, to go into our small selves and to go into defense and take things personally. But if we can stay calm, stay chilled, stay centered and grounded, stay tethered, don't leave ourselves, we stay within our own energy field, then we can watch it. And then our higher selves has an opportunity to help us navigate the waters when they come. So what I say to myself is, don't leave yourself. Don't leave yourself. Don't go looking outside for something that's going to satiate you when, chaos happens. Stay here, and it's okay in here, and just watch what's going on. And then you'll receive some kind of I find there's great courage in that, and I find that's where those jewels of wisdom come that help steer you at the time.
And I mean, really, it's now that's the only time we can be and create the differences or the changes or the shifts that we want, instead of getting caught up in our old patterns that are really just past behaviorals and experiences that we tend to, pull up and create story around. I mean, that's where we have the problem. If we could be just here, just now, and just observing and being part of, we wouldn't have to create more story around it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm seeing like the crossroads, and we're at, when the winds of change come, we're actually at a crossroads. And if we stay calm and witness what's happening, then we can make the wise choices about where we go from here. And if we end up in the whirlwind and if we get caught in it, we can't see the bigger picture, and we can't, be in that conscious state that helps us remember who we are always, no matter what's happening.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting time, but I think, and I like the put your oxygen mask on yourself first.
When we're panicking, it's easy to, that's also leaving ourselves, right? We go running around screaming, trying to fix whatever it is that's happening, rather than say, okay, wait, chill. Center, breathe. Oh, oxygen. I do need that to survive. I do need that in order to get myself together so that then I can contribute to the bigger picture.
And it's silly, but it's a piece about self-love that we sort of miss, right? We tend to think we're always projecting out. We're always trying to help someone else. When we make those judgments, it's like we're always focusing outside of ourselves instead of inside first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that actually kind of segues to the next aspect of the message, which is learning how to ask for help. and then being open to receive it. So that we go within, we still stay chilled, we stay calm, and then we say, okay, what is it that I need in order to continue? It helps that rather than being needy and desperate, we become resourceful by saying, okay, what do I need I need some help here. I'm not even sure what I need, but I need some help here, and then to watch it show up.
Right.
So the next message is ask for help and be open to receive it. Support yourself by asking for help in any way that you need. There's a difference between being needy and being resourceful. Consciously affirm that you're open to receiving help and just watch it show up to support you in unexpected ways. Spirit is communicating with us all the time. Miracles happen. Be open to notice and receive them. Breathe and know that all is well.
It's a really big piece. One, because a lot of people know how to ask for help. They pray, they ask. They don't necessarily expect any help. Most of the time, they're not open to receive it because we've sort of shut down. But, the bit about watching and, just allowing it to happen, like being open to receiving it. It's usually we are just so adamant on trying to control things the way we want them to happen.
Mm-hmm. We go right into, okay, fix this.
Yeah.
Take control and fix this. And we can exhaust ourselves there until we realize, well, maybe I could have just stopped and asked for some guidance. Maybe I could have asked my friend to help me. Maybe I could have asked for something different to support me. It's radically different than that our basic fallback position, I think.
It's true. I mean, we get so caught up on, okay, what can I do now? Mm-hmm. I need help. It's like we may pray and ask for help. But then as soon as we do that, it's like we are thinking of all the different ways that we can do to mm-hmm. fix, heal, change, mm-hmm. That's where all of our energy goes from that point forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, we become human doings, yes. Not human beings. But and especially women, we know we go into making it right for our community, for everybody else. And there is a receptivity that we need to practice to allow, and that is where the magic comes. And even just the belief that miracles can happen, even just the knowingness that I'm not in charge.
Right.
I saw a great post the other day that just said, relax. There's nothing. It was just basically relax. You're not in charge.
I like to think
something else is in charge.
Right. I like to think that we're not in control, but that we are in charge. At least we're in charge of how we respond to things and how we deal with things. But we certainly aren't in control. But yeah, I mean, we're always in the driver's seat. We're always trying to drive the car, right? We're never letting someone else, whether it be our soul or our higher self, or, we're trying to do everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good reminder, we're not solitary creatures. We are in community. But we think that we're going to fix it.
It's funny. I mean, it just reflects the mentality that we all have about, one, we're not perfect, or we're not complete, and we have to change something. We have to make things better. We have to do something to fix or heal or change.
Mm-hmm. Rather than just trusting that it's perfect exactly as it is.
But then we get into our definition of what perfect is, and perfect is not what
perfect isn't perfect.
We can be perfect. It can be perfect within our imperfection.
Yes.
We're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Rebecca Couch. You can find out more about Rebecca if you go to her website, heartlight.ca. We're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com. Powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Rebecca Couch. Rebecca can be found on her website, heartlight.ca. Of course, she's also there with her husband, Dean Noblet, who is usually with us the second Wednesdays of the month. He'll be back with us next month. Okay, so we have been talking about things to remember when the shift hits the fan, and we all have experienced it. I really like this point about asking for help. I think one of the things, the other part of this that we, you know, haven't really chatted about yet, but, you know, spirit is communicating all the time, and we're not quiet enough to hear it. when we're caught up. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to find those moments to allow. And even to ask for help. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we don't ask for help. A lot, you know, they're there, whether we want to call them guides or angels or spirit or higher self. I mean, we're here to evolve. So our evolution happens as we grow and as we move forward and get it's not necessarily about getting the things we want outside, but it certainly is about getting the things we want inside. And so, you know, all of the feelings of inner joy and peace, I mean, those are emotions that are inside, not from something outside. So, you know, even to have that, we have so much help.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to see that when the shift does hit us, it's always, as you say, you know, we're in evolution, so it's opportunities for growth. And so when we realize that, you know, when things come at us, it's an opportunity to grow, to evolve. So rather than meeting it with the same energy with which it's coming to us, go within. Find the still small voice within that helps us manage those rougher waters. And that's where the great intimacy into me I see, the intimacy with ourselves gets nourished. And that's when it becomes, when we enrich our lives with spirit. And it's like steeling ourselves during the challenging times, so that we're clear again and can contribute more in the moments in the ebb and flow in the moments of calm, and it is a constant upward spiral in evolution, and it doesn't knock us back and knock us down and make us small. With each wind, we grow. We expand. We use those great wisdoms that we've gotten in the quiet times to be more.
Yeah.
But if we're screaming, running down the street, we're not being receptive, and we're not being open and noticing and receiving the quiet wisdoms that come when change is happening.
It's so true. We go on to our next point. I'm afraid we're not going to get to all of them. So I can talk about all of these points because they're all so important, but
we're talking about our favorite things.
Exactly.
So the next point is being willing to approach things in a new way and looking to the signs. Be willing to be open to new ways of being, as change provides a perfect opportunity to create the new. There's a gift in every challenge. Be willing to find it and celebrate the blessings of it in your life. There are signs all around you to help you find your way. A change in perception is always required to find peace and understanding from the situation. Breathe and know that all is well. So I think sometimes it's just simply having the intention, or almost even praying, to have a new perspective about things. Because, you know, as they say, if we keep doing the same things over and over again, that's and expecting the same result, that's the definition of insanity. So if we actually expect that we can have a different perspective on something, it can be quite profound, because sometimes the shift is just tiny, and it's like, oh, I've never seen it like that before. I didn't realize that's what that was. And so just the smallest shifts, and actually what we're, evolution is a constant change in perception, so that we can see more, be more, know more, do more, and expand our expression.
And also, you know, when we're so caught up in our expectations, and our expectations are always from past experiences and what we expect to happen. I mean, it's when we have that, that's when we get caught back in our stories, right? We're not open to receiving new guidance. We're seeing everything the way it was, and that doesn't allow us to see any of the shifts that are happening. Plus, you know, the signs. I mean, that's our intuition. That's synchronicities that come into flow. I mean, that's how we that's how we evolve, is by allowing new things to come in.
Mm-hmm. And that's how we stay connected to the magic too. Mm. You know, cause, you know, that's when those little moments happen. You think, wow, thank you. And we're reminded that we're not alone. We're always supported. And there are signposts always along the way. That's back to the, you know, spirit's always communicating with us. So are we connected in order to receive the signs?
Right. And it's so important because we, you know, again, we get caught up in these expectations and, you know, we miss the magic. We miss the beauty that's all around us.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah. Apparently, that is one of our minor purposes here, is to have fun.
Yeah.
And what
happens? I'm finding now we really have to make conscious choices about it, because things are intensifying. People are going through more and more and more, and challenges, and whether it's money, health, relationship, whatever. Everybody is so challenged now, and things are more and more intensifying. It's sucking out the joy. And so I'm finding with my friends and my colleagues to, you know, we're trying to remember to wink at each other. We're trying to remember to keep our twinkle going so that we can remind each other, and then we don't get sunk, because it can happen quickly. And we've got to remember we're here for the purposes of joy and growth. That's it. Right. So everything that comes at us is for that purpose. So we got to stay in the celebration, but it does take effort. I'm finding it takes more and more effort to keep that alive.
Yeah, I mean that's it. It's a challenge all the time. It's about us making a conscious intention to be aware, to really participate, and to choose how we want to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that, keep going.
Well, I was just going to segue to the next point,
which is
about self-care, unless our timing's not appropriate. Self-care. Now especially is the time to take loving care of yourself. Rest as much as you need. Eat well. Drink lots of water. Go for walks. Listen to inspiring music. Be with uplifting friends. Take a bath. Be in nature. Think positive thoughts. Laugh. Sing, etc. Be kind to yourself in every way, and then watch how the outside will reflect the inside. Love works. You first. Breathe and know that all is well. Because we also get so involved in, you know, the externalization of everything that we forget to invest in ourselves. And so when those strong winds are coming, gotta stop, care, connect, find the moment, find the joy, do the little things that self-sustain us so that we stay strong no matter what.
Yeah. And it's just such a big piece, you know, because we you made a good point, and I believe it was on one of the breaks, about being our own best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the big piece that we kind of, you know, we can give the best advice to someone else and we don't often, you know, take that advice to heart.
Yeah, we're brilliant for everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. You know, yeah. And it's just taking those moments and really, you know, really, really doing what's best. I mean, sometimes we get caught up in the shoulda, woulda, couldas, you know, what we should be doing, because we kind of all know what's healthy for us, but we don't always follow what's healthy for us. So then we get, you know, disappointed in ourselves and stuff. And that kind of, that kind of takes away from what we're talking about here. But, you know, if we can, you know, the focus on self-love and self-care, I mean, it's such an important piece.
Yeah, fill our own cup up. And when our own cup is filled, whatever spills out of the cup into the saucer is the extra that we have to give. And we deplete ourselves if it's anything less than that. I think that's the real purpose of tithing. Tithing is what spills out over the cup, and that's extra. But we can't give that if we don't give to ourselves first.
Good point. Good point to go on break. We're going to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Rebecca Couch. You can find out more about Rebecca and Dean, her husband, if you go to heartlight.ca. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you doing what you love? Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com helps you get in touch with what drives and motivates you. It's time to unlock the excitement in your life. It is time to find and feed your passions. Everyone wants to matter and to make a difference somehow. What sets you apart? Get in touch with the unique gifts you bring to the world. You have potential. No more need for willpower when you get crystal clear on what you're looking for. No need to settle. You are worth your dreams. Go for the goal. Break your own glass ceiling and move from discipline to enthusiasm, from duty to delight when you do what you love. If you are ready and inspired to explore and enrich your life, contact Sue at aspectsgalore.com and touch the stars. Transform the storyline of your life with a new perspective. Check out Aspects Galore on Facebook.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Rebecca Couch. We have been talking. It's been a very fun show. We're definitely in alignment. We'll probably have to have you come back again. But things to remember when shift hits the fan. And we kind of last, the last one we were talking about was self-care. You know, it's such a intricate piece. And we kind of get caught up in the blame and the game. And we, you know, we think that it's narcissistic to, you know, to take care of ourselves. We think it's a bad thing. It's just such an important piece of being open and being available to when things do shift.
Yeah, we have to keep investing in ourselves so that we don't deplete. We have to do whatever we can to support ourselves. And you know, it's really not that hard. It's just the constant balancing of it. You know, to take that moment to choose better food or friends that uplift you or connecting to nature. I find, or music, you know, music's so instantaneous and shifting. The energy, you know, you can hear one song and you feel completely different, but consciously offering that to ourselves as in support.
Right. So, yeah, music is a wonderful venue to sort of, especially if it's, you know, something we really connect with. And it's really important. I wanted to get to our last point so we can make sure we get everything in before the end of the show.
Well, the final point is affirming what we want. Stay positive and participate in the outcome you desire by affirming only what you want and not the opposite. Affirmations are powerful ways to retrain your mind, such as, I'm calm and clear, I'm at peace, I know exactly what to do at all times, I trust in the perfection of everything, I'm open to find new ways of thinking, etc. Say yes to life. And breathe and know that all is well, because all is always well.
It's true. I mean, I'm not a big fan of, you know, of the law of attraction being the only law that's out there. But I do, you know, the thing we get caught up in is that we're always kind of focused outside of ourselves. And, you know, the emotions that we want to experience, they can't ever come from outside of us. You know, mm-hmm. It's not something that's ever going to make us peaceful or happy or joyful. It's something that's inside of us. And I think, you know, to me, that's what we need to affirm, is that we need to affirm the inside. I am self-love. I am infinite, or, you know, it's about the inner expressions and experiences that we want to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I find it keeps me from going into worry, or, you know, how easy it is to awfulize when, you know, the shift hits the fan. And rather than, it's like saying, okay, no, I'm going to choose different thoughts. I'm going to remember that miracles happen. I'm going to remember that I have an opportunity to contribute to the outcome of this. And the best way I can do that is by shifting my thoughts. You know, making sure that my mind is a servant and not the master. So that's how I find affirmations are helpful, to just say, okay, now this is what I want. This is helping me shift my thinking into the outcome and help. And then I get to contribute to the outcome. If my thoughts aren't there, then I'm not participating. I'm just taking what comes and dealing with it then, rather than feeling empowered for truly co-creating with spirit for the outcome.
Yeah, and yeah, that's an important part. I mean, we, you know, we tend to think that we're all alone here, but, you know, we're not supposed to be in the driver's seat. We're supposed to allow everything to sort of happen with us, and it's not about controlling and creating what, you know, what we want, but co-creating so that it's in the best for our highest and most positive good for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're always growing, and that's really the key to everything, is that it's all about our growth. And that's, you know, that's where we want to put our focus.
Well, and what I find too is that, you know, the real buzz comes in the creation of it, through our creativity. Because when we're being creative, we're being like spirit. We're aligned with spirit. So that's where the upliftment comes. That's where the evolution, the proof of the evolution is shown, through whatever we are creating. And we're creating all the time. But the conscious creation is where the magic is.
Right.
And what we're all, and that also shows a certain point of our evolution. When we're living with the intention of constant conscious creation, wow, then, you know, then we're aligned. Then we're making a difference in our small world and the big one.
Right, right. And, you know, going back to self-care, I mean, when we're able to take care of ourselves and to allow that growth to happen, I mean, it so much more can change around us than just our little world.
And I'm amazed at how when I get one little tiny piece, you know, you have the little mini aha's, then something will happen or someone will come into my experience who I can share that little piece with. And then it seems to, you know, that seems to be the contagion, you know, that kind of goes out. When I need it, they have it. And when I have it, they need it, so that, you know, the ripples in the pond keep going out.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, this has been a really great show. I think you've, you know, added some great points. I think people need to listen to this again as we move into the holiday season, just to sort of allow themselves to, you know, to stay with themselves instead of, you know, getting lost outside and stuck. And so when the shifts happen and the shifts hit the fan like they have been, and they're going to be continuing, this is a great opportunity to sort of take that moment and breathe and know that all is well. It's been great, Rebecca. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori, and to everyone, best of the season. Powerful times ahead.
Yeah, for sure. You've been listening on Intuitive Soul with Rebecca Couch. You can find out more about Rebecca if you go to Heartlight, so heartlight.ca. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.